it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, for the next 2 hours. We have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. So, wanted to let you know that you can also listen to Living Thunder not only on Sunday morning from 8 to 10, but you can go to WPXE1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand any time of the week. We're going to kick this morning off with one by Caleb and John. And it's a song called Hallelujah Feeling.
Some days I climb the mountains. Some days I touch the clouds. Some days my best friend has been in the cold, hard ground. But there's mercy new each morning, comfort through the night. My eyes are fixed on Jesus, and I'm gonna be alright.
I got that
season for the prize, but my hope is never faded, cause it's anchored in the truth. My Father goes before me, and His joy will see me through.
I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah feeling, and it won't let go. I've been born again, yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know.
See that hallelujah feeling? Wow. It's the joy of the Lord that gives us the desire to just sing all praise, give Him all glory with our whole lives, because He is the one true living God, came in the flesh through Christ Jesus to save us. And now today, when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, we can be saved and made whole, and we can have that personal walk with Jesus. Jesus is the only way to come into the kingdom of heaven. Right now, we got one by Cody Carnes, a song called Ain't Nobody.
I I got a story too good to hide. I was a blind man wandering until I saw the light. Yeah, I got a story I can't deny. I'm a living, breathing miracle, and I just gotta testify.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday, and I'm glad you could join us today. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Colton Dixon right now, a song called Unbreakable.
Life is like I'm stranded on the battlefield. I'm confident that you will be my sword and shield. Your fear is like an enemy that brings me down, but you alone empower me to stand my ground. Cause look at me now, stronger, stronger cause of you. Look at me now, a fighter, it's all because of you. I walk through
like a dead man in the dirt. That's when I learned I am unbreakable.
Spirit is alive in me. No matter what may come or what tomorrow brings, my God, I know that I can get through anything. Cause look at me now, stronger, stronger cause of you. Look at me now, I fight it, it's all because of you. That's when I learned I am unbreakable.
and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him.
A little bit of Elevation Worship there for you. You know, a song that really, truly reminds us it's about putting our trust in the one true living God because of what he'd done for us. You see, when we stop and think about how he gave his one and only son to come to us, you see, we weren't reaching up to him. He came to us to save us. He came and he poured out his blood so that our sin could be forgiven. He was beaten so that we could be healed, and he rose from the grave conquering sin and death so that we could have new life in him. And you see, that's why we celebrate not only each Sunday morning, but each day. Because we have placed our trust in Jesus Christ. Our faith alone is in him. Because when we called upon the name of the Lord, we were saved. And you see, this is the message that we want to share with you guys. Because there is a living hope. His name is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the one true Savior. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again. Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, now we live with great expectations, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay." You see, Jesus broke every chain, which means there is salvation found in no one else, because He poured out His royal blood so our sin could be washed away. And you see, all who believe and call upon the name of Jesus to save them will be saved. You see, our hope in Jesus is that, well, He has an inheritance that is kept in heaven where it's pure and undefiled, that, well, that we will receive when we meet Him face to face. So remember what Hebrews 6:18, 19 says. "So God has given both His promise and His oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to Him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary." You see, this strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls, well, He is the Holy Spirit. Because when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive us of our sin, asking Him into our life, He anoints us with the Holy Spirit. You see, that's the strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. That's our hope that's found in Jesus Christ. And we can place our confidence in that because, well, it's both His promise and His oath. You see, it's the power of the living God leading us and guiding us then, well, as we live in His presence each day, as we start our day with Him and walk through our day with Him and end our day with Him. You see, that's what it means to have a personal walk with Jesus, to have a living hope, one whom we can spend time with each day, one who carries us through, one who gives us strength, one who gives His grace. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Phil Wickham. It's a song called Living Hope. And no, the living hope that you can find today is only found in Jesus Christ.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke Your name into the night. Then through the darkness Your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me. Savior,
your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise.
Jesus is to give all of our life to him. So we may serve and, well, do his will as we live our life for his glory. We need to remember it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. 2 Corinthians 15:5 says, he died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. If you are a follower of Jesus, you live your life, well, for his glory. It's about putting your selfish ambitions behind you and focusing on your new life that's in Christ Jesus. You see, that includes being in his word each and every day so he can teach you, so that he can guide you, so that he can guide you in the path of righteousness that leads to him. Remember what Psalms 119:105 says. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. So you can build your life on the rock, Jesus Christ. You see, when you'll dig into his holy and living word and allow him to feed you, his word becomes part of your heart, your mind, and your soul. It becomes a lamp to guide you as you walk in this life. A light so that you wouldn't have to walk in darkness anymore, but that you can stay focused on him so the world, well, don't overtake you. Because when our eyes are fixed on him, it doesn't give any chance for Satan to stick his foot out there and trip you up. Matthew 7:24 says, anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. So you see, not only being in his word and spending time with Jesus each day, well, not only does it make us wiser because his word tells us, but it's very fulfilling because we have that personal walk with Jesus and we're spending time with our Lord and Savior, our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. We're building our life on solid rock. You see, to build your life on him is to know that he is your strength. He is your refuge. He is your joy, your mercy, and your grace. My hope today is that you're building your life upon that solid rock so that this world can't trip you up, so Satan can't bring you down, but that you can keep your eyes fixed on him and run this race with endurance until we meet him face to face. Leads us in our next song. It's by Pat Barrett. It's a song called Build My Life.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring.
worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you, oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like.
Just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10.
Who I was, forever stuck in yesterdays. I had long given up on thinking I could ever change. But heaven opened the moment I met grace. And ever since then, nothing's been the same. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I was dead, but now I'm living with a hope eternally. Oh, I can't explain it,
little bit of I Am They there for you. A song called In Between. And you know, when we come to Jesus in our brokenness, we know what happens in between. It's where we experience His love beyond measure. Because it's then that we cry out to Him and ask Him to cleanse us and heal us, to forgive us of our sin. And you see, He anoints us with the Holy Spirit and His life-changing love. And we receive His mercy and His grace that's overwhelming. That's what happens in between. Right now, we got one by Brandon Lake. A song called Wild for Me.
Unrestrained, you cannot be contained. You tore down the walls I made. Oh, what love I found.
Disappear, like you could fall and no one would hear.
So let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, well, you can reach out your hand.
And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to care, when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, you will be found. Yeah, you will be found.
Ooh. There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown. And every time you call out, you're a little less alone. And oh,
and if you only say the word,
oh,
from across the silence, your voice is heard. And oh, even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to care.
Bit of Natalie Grant and Corey Asbury on that one. A song called You Will Be Found, a song that truly reminds us that when we have that walk with Jesus, we have one who will never leave us nor forsake us, one who will always be there. Right now, we got one by Seventh Day Slumber, Oceans.
My faith will stay.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Glad you could join me today. Right now, we got Patrick Mayberry, a song called Easy to Praise. There is only one who is easy to praise because of our walk that we have with him. He is Jesus Christ, Lord of all.
It's not hard to give the glory to the one who changed my life. It's like a river running and it won't run dry. Oh, it's simply overflowing from the joy deep down inside. It's not hard to give the glory to the one who changed my life.
Makes it easy because he is the one who made a way for us to come into the kingdom of heaven, to be saved and made whole. Brandon Heath and Tasha Layton, God Made a Way.
That night when Jesus was born, back 2,000 years or so, guess in the grand scheme of time, it wasn't really that long ago when Mary laid down, holding on to Joseph. Wasn't his child, but he believed she was chosen. That night when Jesus was born, 2,000 years ago, when God made a way, God made a way, a way in a manger. God made a way, a way in a manger.
Wish I could follow the star to that little town of Bethlehem.
just worship my king. Wish I could follow the star to that little town of Bethlehem, where God made a way. God made a way.
As I sit down in the quiet, in the dark of this living room, snow falling outside my window, I can't help but think of you. That God made a way, God made a way,
a way in the manger.
There was no other way, God made a way, a way.
You know, most of the time we only focus on the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at Christmas time. But you know, we need to focus on, well, his birth throughout the whole year. Because it was because God came in the flesh. And how he came is that as that babe born in a manger that grew into the man who bore our sin upon the cross, who personally carried our sin to the cross. And not only did he carry our sin to the cross, but he poured out his blood so that our sin could be forgiven. That one-time sacrifice that lasts for all eternity. And now we can rejoice because of what he accomplished by rising from the dead, because we now can have new life in him. Those who believe and call upon the name of Jesus Christ, will you acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior today? Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to WPXE 104.1 FM, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, I got one by Passion, a song called I've Witnessed It.
When I was lost and all alone, your presence was where I found home.
You're constant, I've witnessed it, and I'm confident I am.
There is only one who is worthy of all praise, because there is only one who deserves all the glory, who is full of glory. You know, when we stop and think about it, as Christ came in the flesh as a babe, and as he grew into that man, you know, he experienced everything that we go through in this life. So he understands, well, how difficult it is for us. And you see, knowing that, but yet never sinned, he was able to take our sin upon his own body and take them to the cross, where he would, well, pardon our sin with his own blood. And you see, in doing that, he was buried for 3 days and rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we could experience that new life that's found in him. So that we could experience his grace, because he understands the battle that goes on around us each day in our humanness. You see, his desire for us is to go and sin no more. Not only does he desire us to do that because it's obedient to him, but you see, he really doesn't want us to feel the hurt and the pain for the consequences that we have for the sin that we commit. You see, he loved us so much that he gave his one and only son so that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have eternal life. So that we would not have to experience death. Because our victory is found in Jesus Christ, who conquered sin and death. And that's why the glory is all his. Isaiah 42:8 says this, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else, nor share my praise with carved idols. So, if we are a follower of Jesus Christ, we understand where the glory is and where it belongs. It belongs to Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Full of power, full of majesty. Holiness that surrounds him. Revelation 7:12 tells us this. So in this life, live life for his glory. Don't make, well, an idol of the things that surround us by spending all our time on the things of this world. But spend that time with Jesus. You know, as you go into your evening, you spend all your time in front of the television and no time in his word? Or do you spend more time in his word and less time in front of the television? We have to be careful about what we can make an idol, because it's the things that we put before him. Do we spend more time on things of this world, or more time focusing on our relationship with Jesus Christ? You see, Colossians 1:27 tells us, for God wanted them to know that the riches of his and the glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you an assurance of sharing his glory. When we come into his, when we come into his presence, we will share, we will be sharing in his glory, because we will be with him for all eternity. So that's why we are to live enthusiastically for the Lord now. That's what Colossians 1:27 tells us. Because it's for all. 1 John 4:17 says, as we live in God, our love grows more perfect, so we will not be afraid of the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. One day we will live in his glory. So live life allowing Jesus to be your example of how to live now, so that we won't be afraid of meeting him face to face, but that our love grows more perfect as we live in God. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by Josh Baldwin. And it's a song called Where the Glory Is.
I've walked through the night, I've seen better days, and you've always been the same. I've been tried by fire and healed by your rain, and in every season, God, you are the same. This is where the glory is. You're the one I'm walking with. This is where the glory is. I'm never alone. This is where the glory is. Here and now until the end. This is where the glory is. Forever and ever. Amen. There's not a moment, there's not a place that your presence won't invade. So I will survive walking by faith, 'cause the God I love has always been the same. Yes, the God. I'm walking with. This is where the glory is. I'm never alone. This is where the glory is. Here and now until the end. This is where the glory is. Forever and ever. Amen.
You see, to live for His glory, well, we are to meet together corporately to worship Him and praise Him. And there's another aspect to meeting together, as in going to church, and it's It's to walk alongside brothers and sisters in Christ, to build each other up in Christ, to pray for strength for those in need and comfort for those who are in need and strength to be able to go forth being, well, on fire for the Holy Spirit to share His message, to share His hope with the world. You see, we are called to produce fruit, to be fruitful, but not just to produce fruit. He says in His word to produce much fruit through the Holy Spirit. So you see, it's about being empowered by the Holy Spirit as we go into the world to share the message of Jesus, to share the gospel of Jesus, to share what Jesus has done in your life. Hebrews 10:25 says, "And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." You see, know that in His house it is a house of praise and worship to the one and only Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. He deserves all praise. He deserves all glory. And that's as we meet corporately. It's to honor Him. Psalms 151:6 says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequaled greatness. There is no one even close to being equal with the one true living God. Praise Him with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise Him with lyre and harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and the dancing. Praise Him with string and flute. Praise Him with the clash of a cymbal. Praise Him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord." So you see, in the house of the Lord, it's about giving it all over to Him, all our praise, all our glory, with every aspect of our life, just as Psalms 150, 1-6 says. Leads us into our next song. It's by Gateway Worship. It's a song called "Here in Your House."
There's an echoing in the spirit. If you listen closely, you'll hear it. Oh, what a sound is broken. Shackles hit the floor. There's a symphony in the making. There is freedom here for the taking. Oh, what a sound is broken. People are restored. And oh, what a sound of your people singing. Here in your house, let your praise. Shout if you wanna give Him thanks. Surely the Lord is,
Surely the Lord is in this place. Every blood-bought saint, come and praise His name. Surely the Lord is. Surely the Lord is in this place. Shout if you wanna. Shout if you wanna give Him praise. Surely the Lord is. Surely the Lord is in this place. Every blood-bought saint, come and praise His name. Surely the Lord is. Surely the Lord is in this place. Shout if you wanna. Shout if you wanna give Him praise. Surely the Lord is. Surely the Lord is in this place. Every blood-bought saint, come and praise His name.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, gonna keep it going. Got one from Jeremy Camp, a song called Fierce Surrender.
I've had enough of my feelings. I'm so tired of the fight within my mind, worn down from the violence, waging a war so deep inside. And this fear's gonna kill me. It keeps trying to turn my faith to dust, but hearing the trembling, it's your love I choose to trust. I fall to the ground, but I'm not giving up. I'm laying it all down in fierce surrender. Lord, not my will, but I'm not giving up. I'm laying it all down in fierce surrender.
Bit of Jeremy Kim, Fierce Surrender. Right now, I'm going to take it back just a few years with Switchfoot, a song called Dare You to Move.
Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence. Everybody's watching you now. Everybody waits for you now. What happens next? What happens next? I dare you. Resistance. The tension is
salvation is here.
A song that truly reminds us, are you willing to take that step towards Jesus Christ? Are you willing to open your life to Him? Are you willing to ask Him, well, to cleanse you and make you whole? Will you ask Him to forgive you and have that new life in Him? That's one by Switchfoot, taking it back close to 2003 with Dare You to Move. Right now, we got one by Katie Nicole. It's a song called In Jesus' Name, God
I speak the of name possible. Of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. Circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
You see, there is power only in one name. Because in Jesus' name, he has the power to save. We praise him and we worship him. Because he is not only the creator and he is all power, but he is the God who saves. Will you believe the truth today and find new life in Jesus' name? John 14:6 tells us, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Know that there is no other way to come into the kingdom of heaven. You see, it's only through Jesus Christ, having and knowing him as your Lord and Savior. Psalm 68:20 says, our God is a God who saves. The sovereign Lord rescues us from death. See, God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that we could be rescued from death, so that we once again could have that walk with him. And when we call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, wow, there's an awesome thing that takes place. Because when you open your life to Jesus and believe, well, he anoints you with the Holy Spirit, starting that relationship with him. And it's from there on in that your life changes, because as you walk in the Holy Spirit, he leads you and guides you in the truth so that you can live that life of obedience to him. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Psalms 25:5 says, lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. You see, we can put our hope in him because he saved us from sin and death. He is the one who leads by his truth. So will you open your life to Jesus? Will you believe that Jesus poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin and ask him to forgive you and cleanse you and make you whole and experience the power of God who saves through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and experience his power as he fills you with the Holy Spirit? You see, it's at that moment, you know, when he fills you with the Holy Spirit, that then you then have a desire to live for him and share his message and his hope with the world. Will you call upon the God that saves and ask him to cleanse you and make you whole in Jesus' name? Only you can take that step today and have new life in him. My hope is that you have that new life in him today, but if you don't, then open your life to Jesus and experience what life is. Experience the purpose of life that's found in Jesus Christ alone. Because what's done for Christ will last, because he is eternal, and the things of this world will fade away. It leads us into our next song. It's by Iron Bell Music. It's a song called God That Saves.
Left without reason.
You see, when we experience the song of victory through Christ Jesus, when we experience His mercy, His grace, His life-changing love, when we experience the power of the living God through the Holy Spirit within us, the new life He gives and the forgiveness we receive, we see our desire is to share Jesus to a world that's so in need of the only one who can save and give freedom. Isaiah 61:1 says this, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that the captives will be released and the prisoners will be freed." You can be freed in Jesus' name today. Don't be a prisoner to sin no longer. Allow Him to come into your life and give you new life, to set you free from the bondage of sin, so that you can live sharing His message in love with the world. Colossians 4:5 says, live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. You see, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in sharing the message and hope of Jesus Christ. And it's very important that the last few words in that verse where it says, make the most of every opportunity to share Jesus with the world. That's what He desires us to do, to make the most of every opportunity. When we meet people, when we talk to people, when we live our life and go through our day, it's to live like Jesus here in this world. How do we live like Jesus here in this world? By allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us in this life so that we can live life for His glory, to live that life of worship to Him. It's all about loving and serving Him as our Lord and Savior. Lead us into our next song. It's by River Valley Worship. It's a song called World Needs Jesus.
When our homes are hit by heartbreak, let Your presence meet us there. When the pain seems overwhelming, we hold on to You. When the streets are torn by chaos, we will be Your hands and feet. When the darkness brings division, may we be Your light. 'Cause we know our world needs Jesus. We know that our world needs freedom. So give us eyes to see the hurting and the broken, and let our lives align with every word You say. When the nations ache from violence, we will be Your blessed face. When the headlines scream injustice, may we shout Your name. 'Cause we know that our world needs Jesus. And we know that our world needs freedom. So give us eyes to see the hurting and the broken, and let our lives align with every word
And I know this heart needs healing. So for my needs, I lift this prayer to you, my Savior. For my life and for the world, you're the answer, Jesus.
I remember when a long lost sinner met a good, good God. I remember when my heart was broken, but now it's not. I've tasted and I've seen, you've been so good to me. From the moment that you changed my life, God, you never stopped. I'm gonna sing it, I'm gonna shout it. Get me gonna praise the Lord. When the devil come try to get me gonna praise the Lord. From the moment when the sun starts rising till the sun goes down, I'm surrounded by a million mercies. I can feel them now. I've tasted and I've seen, you've been so good to me. Got a melody inside my heart, oh. Get me gonna praise the Lord in every